Hachette Audio presents The Sherlockian, written by Graham Moore, read by James Langton.
The Sherlockian is a work of historical fiction. All of the contemporary characters in the novel are the product of the author's imagination. For my mother, who first taught me to love mysteries when I was 8 years old, we lay in bed passing a copy of Agatha Christie's A Murder in Three Acts back and forth, reading to each other. She made all of this possible. Chapter 1. The Reichenbach Falls. So please grip this fact with your cerebral tentacle. The doll and its maker are never identical. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, London Opinion, December 12, 1912. August 9, 1893. Arthur Conan Doyle curled his brow tightly and thought only of murder. "I'm going to kill him," Conan Doyle said as he folded his arms across his broad frame. High in the Swiss Alps, the air tickled Arthur's inch-thick moustache and seemed to blow straight through his ears. Set far back on his head, Arthur's ears always appeared to be perking up, listening to something else, something distant and behind him. For such a stocky man, he had a nose that was remarkably sharp. His hair had only recently begun to grey, a process that Arthur couldn't help but wish along. Though he was but 33 years of age, he was already a celebrated author, an internationally acclaimed man of letters.